And now, an Envision Financial podcast with Luke Smith and Richard Pernoe. For personal advice, visit envisionfinancial.com.au.
And with Luke Smith from Envision Financial in Townsend Street, you can call him now and book at 6260-4749. Luke Smith, how are you?
I'm good, yourself?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Something that I suppose we take for granted, don't we? Pensions.
Well, look, I think, let's take a step back. The real beneficiaries are the winners of the last election, eh?
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, but I knew you came in here beaming, and I thought, that doesn't look like with a franking credit, that's going to stick around.
Yeah, look, I wasn't smiling because of the weather. I'll give you the hot tip.
Yeah.
Look, great result. I think all of the people over 50 out there should be, opening some champagne.
Breathing, finally.
Yeah, look, a great result. I think the Australian way has won there. And I think people should be rewarded for all the hard work they do over their working life, and the people have spoken.
Yeah,
you know, which is fantastic. And so it's quite topical that we're going to talk about pensions now, leading into the end of the financial year.
And the situation was too that those who said, "Oh, why are pensioners getting free money?" They weren't getting free money.
No, not at all.
The banks had already done the tax thing.
Yeah, and it's quite interesting. On Monday after the election, most bank stocks jumped 8 to 9%.
Oh, huge amount, massive amount.
Yet an actual fact. As you say, the franking wasn't in question.
No.
They were going to pay the tax and distribute it to the investors anyway. It was the use of that money that had changed.
That's right.
Which is a very good indication that a very large portion of the population rely on those things to fund their lifestyle.
And why shouldn't they?
And so they should. Exactly right.
They'd socked it away for years and years and years. They'd done the right thing and they were getting what they were supposed to get back at them, and it was going to be ripped from under them if a certain party had got
correct.
In.
Now, exactly. Yeah. So today talking about pensions is quite coincidental, because that's one of the key areas that obviously you can benefit from the use of franking credits and structuring your investments correctly to try and fund. And that's really another way people can think of a pension.
Yeah.
It's a way of funding lifestyle.
Yep.
So we go from accumulating over our working life and putting money into the fund to then saying, okay, now I want to take a little bit out. And that's effectively what a pension is. There's no material change to the assets of a super fund.
Nope.
There is no need to change the underlying holdings. It is simply taking off the accumulation hat and putting on the pension hat, with a few rules and contingencies that we'll talk about. But it's effectively that. It's just gaining access to what you've accumulated over your working life in a very, very concessionally taxed manner. So that you can do the things you want to do when you've finished working.
Luke Smith, you just touched on, and we'll do it in depth too in this half hour, about putting it away and how you get the best out of it, how you get your interest. But a pension isn't just for those who are retiring, is it?
No, look, not at all. And as I say,
it's a savings scheme.
Yeah, look, it's a way. It's just another strategy article.
Yeah.
You know, as we say, you stack one strategy on top of another, you start to really get some momentum, and again, drawing an income stream. Gone are the days of this fallacy that retirement means professional death.
Mm.
And the more I work with people, the more you get to people to say, look, with all of the side hustles that are out there with the likes of Ubers and all these other things that you can do in your spare time, overlaid with technology, the attitude in the workforce at the moment is such that you could work from 65 to 70 doing the job you've always done, maybe just on terms that you prefer. So drawing an income stream or a pension is not a way of saying, okay, I'll never receive any more money. It's just a way of accessing, under a specific set of rules, the money that you've accumulated, and the tax implications are driven by the way that you retire or the way that you access the money and the age that you do it at. But you can then use that to fund other working opportunities, contracting, leisure interests, or anything that you could earn some money from or not, to be able to then do the things you want to do. Because I've got loads of clients that go, okay, I'm not going to do that job anymore. I'll start a pension. I'll use some of that pension to reduce my taxable income. And then I'll go off and I'll contract and do A, B and C 3 days a week, because that's my life.
That's it, yeah.
So you've got a pension on this side.
Yeah.
You've got wages on the other side. And nothing's really changed. So it's just a funding mechanism or a way to access what you've actively been shoveling away for many, many years, provided you meet certain age thresholds. It's just a glorified bank account.
All right. That's right. But it's also a bank account you don't touch. Is that right, for the course of your working life?
Well, that's right. So obviously we accumulate superannuation. Obviously you need to meet your preservation age. And then once you do that, you attain retirement by saying, I've ceased gainful employment and I don't intend to return to the workforce. That then allows you the ability to take what you've accumulated and put into super and start to draw income from it. Now, there's two real key ways that money can come out. One's an account-based pension, and one's a transition to retirement pension. And we've touched on both in previous shows. But effectively, account-based pension is when you retire, and a transition to retirement pension is when you are still gainfully employed and working,
right,
but accessing your benefits in a limited capacity.
Keyword transition.
Transition,
to retirement.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
So an account-based pension says, I've retired. That now opens up the door to super. I start a pension. I draw my income. Now, that might be weekly, monthly, fortnightly, once a year, depending on what else I'm working with resource-wise.
Okay, Luke, if you are working and you want to do that scheme, where's the balance there? What about taxation?
Yeah.
What about,
So people that are gainfully employed, especially coming into the end of financial year, it's really quite advantageous to think about starting a pension. A lot of people say, well, why would I do that instead of July?
Yeah.
Because if you're over 60 and start a pension, the money that comes out is potentially, well, it is tax-free. With the exception of a few defined benefit schemes. But if we think in totality with a standard accumulation fund, I can be over 60, I can access my benefits whilst I'm working. Now, that could be a really good way to find some money that you may not have to make a tax-deductible contribution before the 30th of June. So tax-free money out of your super to put your money back into your super and reduce your taxable income. That sounds
That's before the end of the financial year.
A no-brainer to me.
Because
it's the same money. You don't even have to reach into an offset account.
No.
Borrow some money from your partner, you know, stop your wife buying a pair of shoes and use that money to throw it into super, because good luck selling that dream.
Yeah, I reckon.
So pensions can be really good ways to fund other investment strategies. Mm. But from a transition perspective, you can still be gainfully employed, provide you've met your
Full-time employment,
that's fine. You've met your preservation age, depending on your date of birth.
Right. What is the preservation age?
Well, it tiers. Okay. Anybody born pre-65, it tiers from 55 to 60. Any born after that, it's 60 years of age.
Okay.
So if you're working on a full-time basis and you say, well, I wouldn't mind a little bit extra money, or I wouldn't mind some money to make a contribution to super for myself or my spouse, you could start a pension over 60, draw between 4 and 10% of its capital value. Okay, that's one of the key differences between account-based and transition. Account-based, you can draw as much as you want because you've retired. Transition, they say, you're transitioning.
Right.
You can only have a maximum
of
10%.
Okay.
Now, little strategy out there for the listeners. If you do need some cash flow and you haven't retired, why not start a pension now, draw your 10% before June, then draw another 10% in July. New financial year, new 10%, two big chunks of cash, over 60 tax-free. Very good way to make a dent in the mortgage if you've got a little bit hanging around that you want to feel all warm and fuzzy about paying off.
Yeah.
Drop it in your offset account. So pensions are a good thing, not just for retirement. They're really good funding mechanisms. But the transition rules are very good because a lot of people don't want to stop work.
No.
They just don't necessarily want to do what they've done for 30 plus years, 5 days a week.
Yeah.
So transition legislation was introduced to say, well, we don't want to lose your skill set. So we're happy for you to do 2 days a week or 3 days
a
week.
Does it have to be in the job you've been doing all your life, or can you change jobs?
No, anything.
All right.
Any form of gainful employment.
Okay.
We just generally find that people higher up in organisations have a huge amount of corporate knowledge that they'd love to stay and do, but they just don't want to work 40, 50 hours a week.
That they could be a consultant or an advisor to a company.
Exactly.
But so they're still gainfully employed.
Yep. You could do 2 or 3 days there and just draw a little bit of pension out to smooth out your wages or smooth out your lifestyle, depending on how and when you want to do things. You may pull stumps and say, well, that's me, I'm never working again, and I've got enough to draw out, you know, to fund my lifestyle.
Yeah.
You might have one spouse that's still working. We generally find that one side of a partnership might retire and then say, well, be like when I was a kid, I've got nobody to play with, so I might as well go back to work.
Yeah.
And back they trot, maybe contracting, consulting, you know, or doing short-term work.
Yeah.
You know, I'll do 3 months here, 6 months there. So, pensions are a great way to fund lifestyle.
And look, Smith, just go back over that 10% this financial year and 10% the start of the next financial year.
So a transition to retirement, one of the key rules is, well, the first rule is, have I met my preservation age?
Right.
Two, the maximum you can take in any one financial year is 10%. The minimum for people under 65 is 4%. So you must take 4%. So if we were there and we were going to say, well, I've got a job and I'm working full time, but I wouldn't mind funding a holiday in, say, October to Europe with the family, you could start a pension today. You could draw out 10%. If you're over 60, that money's going to be tax-free.
Yeah.
If you're under 60, it'll depend on how the money went into super.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be fully taxable. So you'd pull out your, if you got your $1 million, turn on your pension, pull out 100. 1st of July rolls around.
Do it
the
again.
The value of your account is now 900,000. Let's whip 90,000 out on the 2nd of July. There's 190,000 out tax-free. You're still working on a full-time basis.
Bye-bye in October.
Bye-bye in October, or dump, throw it back, you know, or chunks of it back into super to maximise your tax deductions.
And you can do that now. You could do that today, couldn't
you? Look, you've only got to ring and try and get an appointment at the moment. It's that time of year.
Yeah.
Barb's pulling her hair out because we're trying to get money out, we're trying to get money in, we're trying to maximise deductions.
Yeah.
Because Murphy's Law says you can tell people this till they're blue in the face and they'll start thinking about it middle of June.
That's right. Hey, Bev.
Yeah, I was just after that number. You went through it so quick.
Sorry. All right, I'll do it again for you. 6260-4749. Is that better?
Oh, yeah. I had the first part.
Okay, 6260-4749.
And what is the other thing as well?
What do you mean?
Well, is there something... Here we go. Is there a .com.au, whatever...
Yep, Luke can tell you that.
Yeah, that's www.
www.envision
with an E.
Envision.
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 Sorry.
Envision. E-N-Vision.
E-E-N-Vision. Envision, yep.
Financial.
Yep.
Okay.
.com.au.
Just a sec. Both financial.
I've got that bit, it's a bit long. Yes. Envision Finance.
Yep.
.com.
.com.
.au.
That's thanks it. Very much.
Good on you.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Bev.
Thanks, Bev.
There you go. There's Bev. There it is.
There's Bev.
EnvisionFinancial.com.au. You know, Luke, back in the days, you know, when I, you know, there's no paper when my children think I was born, when you said pension, you thought to yourself, oh, I've got to be 65 before I can get any money and live well.
Correct.
But that's not the... Yeah, we're sticking it. It's not like that.
Very much so. And the two get gelled together very easily just by misconception.
Yeah.
The age pension kicks off from 65, depending on how old you are, moving up to 67. That has nothing to do with when you access your super.
Yeah.
So if you're born within a certain date range, we go from 55 to 60, and that generally rolls on an 18-month window. 55, 56, 57, 58, right. 59. Anybody over 1965, 60.
All right.
Okay? That is not age pension.
Yep.
So
that's got nothing to do with the government giving you something.
Because that's a completely separate test.
Totally different thing.
Completely
separate
assessment.
Two different paths, totally different rules.
Exactly.
One you don't get tax benefit on, the other you do.
Correct, and that's right. So this is about saying, okay, how can I access what I've accumulated, not what the government is going to give me? That's a good way of people to think about it. What have I accumulated against what is the government going to give me?
Yeah.
So you need to meet your preservation age and then say, okay, how can I use a pension structure to benefit my current situation and then use this to try and stack some strategies on top of each other to be able to then really get some momentum and, you know, as I say, quite topical this time of year, to be leading into 30 June, you know, it's important to get funds into super. So, as I said earlier, using a pension as a funding mechanism to increase your deductible contributions, that's for people in normal super funds, that's for people in the PSS, CSS, DFRDB and MSBS. Everybody has the opportunity to put in up to $25,000,
yes,
including your employer contributions.
So we've said this before, haven't we? Beware of that. If the employer's put in that $20,000 and you put $25,000 in, you're stuffed.
There's tears and they're not going to be mine.
No, that's it too. How much can you put into your pension fund?
Well, you can put an unlimited amount of money in, but it depends how it goes in.
All right, well, that's a detail, isn't it?
That's right. So the $25,000 concessional cap is what we're just talking about. Your employer contributions and your deductible contributions. A non-concessional contribution, which was another win as the fallout of the election, is we're not going to reduce that contribution cap, which is great.
Mm.
So that's $100,000 a year. So this is a good time to be thinking about starting pensions to make deductible contributions.
Yeah.
Finding other assets or cash to build up your super balances using a non-concessional contribution. This time of year, people should be thinking about putting money into superannuation to lock the tax-free components of their pension.
Right.
So if I throw $100,000 into super and I start a pension with that money is locked as a tax-free component for the life of that income stream, even if it grows to $200,000, $300,000, $400,000.
And age doesn't matter in this.
Age doesn't matter.
That's it. That's something to consider. Don't think at 65 it's all going to come to a halt because the government's going to say, oh, you've got enough money.
No, that's right.
That's not the way it goes.
That's right.
No.
So that's a separate assessment, as we said. Some other things people should be thinking about, obviously, are the transition rules, as we touched on earlier. Mm. Can you access that for other opportunities? Can you make sure that you are potentially offsetting any personal assets that you've sold during the year? And we touched on this a couple of weeks ago. If I sold an investment property this year, you may want to have a chat to your accountant and say, well, could I use some of those proceeds to make a deductible contribution to super to help try and limit the tax impact of the asset that I've sold if there was a gain involved?
Sure.
So there's a really good way to have access to capital. And if you do turn around and say, right, 30 June, I'm lucky enough to retire and this is me for the end of days, then you can start a pension on the 1st of July. And the other thing people need to remember in relation to a pension is it doesn't have to be fortnightly. It's not the age pension. It's not a defined benefit pension like CSS and PSS. The term pension is really just thinking about taking an agreed amount of money out of an account. Now, if you take that out on a weekly basis, a fortnightly basis, a monthly basis, a semi-annual basis, or an annual basis, you use a pension drawing to fund the lifestyle that you want to have, taking into account what you need and where you get your money from.
Does it have to be the same amount all the time?
No, look,
it can be different.
You
might have a windfall
this.
Or something.
Yeah, look, we know we've got some clients that, you know, we're paying annual pensions at the moment.
Yeah.
We've got some that take it weekly. We've got some that take it monthly.
So you can set that up.
Yeah, you can control, provided the fund you're in allows you that flexibility, you can then draw an income stream at any rate, provided that you get to the end of the financial year and you've at least met the minimum for your age. So sub 65 must take 4%.
Yeah.
65 to 75?
10.
5%.
10?
So it just starts to ratchet
up to 10?
Oh, I think you've got to be 115.
Okay. Not likely.
Not likely. Yeah. So, you know, there are some rules we need to adhere to because the biggest benefit of a pension, I guess we leave this for last, once you put that pension hat on and you have an account-based pension, so I've retired from the workforce, I've met a condition of release, and I'm starting an income stream, no tax inside the account at all. So you could have $1 million generating $60,000, $70,000 of dividends, $80,000 income and capital. You could have CBA shares go from $4 to $400, and you sell them, no capital gains
tax. So you can get your franking credits, no tax.
And this is where franking credits have value. Because this is why I've had a box of Kleenex on my desk for the last 3 months.
Yeah.
You know, if a pension structure is tax-free and you've got $1 million in your account and you've generated $10,000 of franking credits, when you lodge your tax return, the super fund accountant says, we've earned $50,000. What's the tax on that? Zero. What did that $50,000 generate in by way of franking credits? $10,000. Okay, the ATO will cut you a check. And when your tax return is lodged, you get that money back. And that's why so many people were upset, because it was effectively real money.
That's it.
It was lifestyle money. It was holiday money. It was car money.
Right.
It was horse
money. And the tax had already been paid on it anyway. Well,
it's effectively taking advantage of a structure, which a pension is. It's tax-free. So get as much in there as you can up to legislated limits, taking into account the transfer balance cap.
Yeah.
But that's a discussion for another day. And make the most of your income structure, because if you're not making the most of dividends and income and franking credits in a pension account, you're robbing yourself of good, strong, reoccurring income.
Okay, you want to set up a pension, you can do it now.
Oh, look, you can do it anytime.
Okay.
That's right. So if you've got accumulated super...
Rule number one,
make sure your preservation age. Okay, so check your date of birth, see when you can get your money.
Yeah.
Two, have you quit or are you still working? If you've quit, you can start an account-based pension. If you're still working, think about a transition to retirement pension. If we go down that transition rule, must take the minimum, can't take more than the maximum, being 10% of the value when you started it. Leading into the end of the financial year, it works on a bit of a prorated basis.
Right.
But from 1 July, you'd be looking at 10% for that entire financial year, however, whenever. Now, the little tip is, if you want to double dip this time of year, kick it off now, whip your 10% out, take another 10% first week of July,
bang.
You've got 2 years of pension money or 20% of your super balance out to you potentially on a tax-free basis in the space of 5 weeks.
And we'll see you on a holiday in October.
Happy days.
You can get all this on many sites, can't
True,
you?
True, yeah,
Luke,
that's right. Exactly. So we've got the Strategy Stacker,
yep.
Luke Talks Money on iTunes. Obviously, we've got Envision Financial Canberra on YouTube, where we've got footage of the show and the key takeouts that people can watch and wind back and take some notes. And obviously, you can come to the website, www.envisionfinancial.com.au, and they can go there to the Knowledge Centre, which will have articles, stories, videos on all these
Plenty
sorts
of stuff,
technicalities,
yeah,
and they can drown themselves
on
in
your own
over
time.
A cold
you
weekend.
Can do it on your own time too. It's a long weekend. Yeah. This is the time to do it.
If there's 11 degrees outside. Yeah. Why not learn about transition retirement pensions?
And best of all, you can see Barb and Luke at Envision Financial at 52 Townsend Street in Phillip. You can ring them now 62 62 60 4749. Happy weekend.
Thanks, buddy.